Welcome back, everyone. This is Sam.
And this is Corrine, and we are two OncDocs. In this week's episode, we're discussing updates from ASCO annual meeting, next with the practice-changing NADINA trial presented on the Sunday of ASCO by Dr. Christian Blanc during the plenary sessions. And be sure to check out our full melanoma treatment discussions with expert Dr. Mike Atkins, which we released at the end of May and early June.
Definitely. So reference Dr. Mike Atkins' episodes for all of the basics on melanoma and into the expert insights of what led to a lot of these trials being developed and the trials that were recently published. And so I'm very excited to discuss the NADINA trial, which is a multi-center randomized phase 3 trial. And it's comparing the efficacy of neoadjuvant ipilimumab plus nivolumab with standard adjuvant nivolumab in macroscopic resectable stage 3 melanoma, which also was published in New England Journal of Medicine in June of 2024. So first, remind us quickly, what are the mutations most commonly seen in cutaneous melanoma?
Yes, so this definitely comes up a lot. So remember that up to 50 to 60% of patients with melanoma have the BRAF V600 mutations, and about 15 to 20% have NRAS mutations. And it's important to note that all patients, regardless of mutation status, were included in this trial.
So before we dive into the trial, now tell us about how is localized melanoma staged?
So remember that stage one are T1A to T2A with no lymph nodes. So anything up to 1 millimeter if it's ulcerated, or up to 2 millimeters if it's not ulcerated. For stage two, those are T2B to T4B with no lymph nodes. So anything more than 1 millimeter with ulceration, or anything more than 2 millimeters. And then our stage threes are positive lymph nodes or in-transit mets. And those patients should get worked up with a brain MRI to rule out brain mets as well as a PET scan.
Definitely. And so this trial included those stage three melanomas. And so before this trial, what was our previous standard of care?
So the standard management for resectable macroscopic lymph node positive stage three melanoma has been surgery followed by adjuvant systemic therapy in the form of either BRAF-MEC, so dabrafenib intermittent based on the COMBI-AD trial, if they have those mutations, or immunotherapy in the form of nivolumab based on the CheckMate 238 trial, or pembrolizumab based on the KEYNOTE-54 trial. And so in our melanoma updates, these are not the patients in this trial, but again, we did talk in that update about how those high-risk stage 2s, which are 2B or 2C, did have that updated treatment of adjuvant pembrolizumab for 1 year based on KEYNOTE-716, which showed a reduced risk of disease recurrence and death as well, or nivolumab for up to 1 year based on CheckMate 76K. And a few years ago, we've had data that moving pembrolizumab to the neoadjuvant setting improved outcomes based on the SWOG 1801 study. And now in this update, we have evidence that adding 2 doses of upfront immunotherapy with ipilimumab did improve outcomes.
Tell us everything, but first, tell us about the trial design for the NADINA.
So in essence, this is looking at neoadjuvant ipi-nivo versus adjuvant nivo, and patients had stage 3 de novo or recurrent resectable melanoma with at least 1 lymph node metastasis, and they were randomized to arm A, which was neoadjuvant ipi-nivo for 2 cycles. Note that the ipi dose here is the flip dose, where you have 1 milligram per kilogram of ipi with nivo 3 milligrams per kilogram, followed by total lymph node dissection. And then for patients who had a major response, they could go on to surveillance with CT monitoring every 12 weeks versus if they did not have a major response, they went on to adjuvant nivolumab for 11 more cycles versus if they had BRAF mutations, they went on to 46 weeks of BRAF-MEC therapy. And then the second arm, arm B, was upfront total lymph node dissection followed by 12 cycles of adjuvant nivolumab.
Great. And so patients with very good responses could go on to surveillance, no adjuvant therapy in arm A. Can you explain that a little more?
Yes. So for patients that either had a pathologic complete response, so there was complete absence of viable tumor in the treated tumor bed, or if they had a major response or a near pathologic complete response, which was defined as less than 10% of viable tumor in the treated tumor bed, they had the option of going on to surveillance rather than additional therapy.
Great. And so what's the patient demographics for the NADIDA trial?
So we had 423 patients randomized. Majority were male. Most were from Europe. We didn't really see much detail in terms of racial or ethnic diversity listed. The median age was around 60, and around half of patients were BRAF mutated.
So let's get into it. What were the results of the NADINA trial?
So at an interim analysis for this large study, based on 9.9 months of median follow-up, there was a 26.5 absolute reduction in the 12-month event-free survival with the use of neoadjuvant ipilimumab with nivolumab and response-driven adjuvant therapy in comparison with adjuvant nivolumab alone for a hazard ratio of 0.32, which was statistically significant, or a 68% improvement for patients. The estimated event-free survival rates at 12 months were 83.7 versus 52.7% respectively, heavily favoring neoadjuvant therapy. A major pathologic response was seen in 59% of patients. So almost two-thirds of patients did not need to go onto the adjuvant arm of the treatment. So this could be a major change for patients that could have less therapy. And of note, for those that had a pathologic partial response, those were 8% of patients, or a non-response in 26% of patients, those patients went on to receive adjuvant nivolumab or combination dabrafenib-trametinib. And we are awaiting the overall survival results.
Great. And so obviously these were different regimens. There was a combo immunotherapy up front versus single agent immunotherapy in the adjuvant setting. How is the toxicity for these regimens different in the trial?
So the grade 3 immune-related adverse events were increased in the neoadjuvant arm, as would be expected because you're adding ipilimumab versus in the adjuvant approach, at 29.7% versus 14.7% respectively. However, the surgery-related grade 3 adverse events were equivalent between the arms at 14.1 versus 14.4%. Of note, one patient in the adjuvant arm died as a result of pneumonitis. And it's important to also note that adrenal insufficiency was 7% in the neoadjuvant arm versus 1% on the adjuvant arm. And again, probably from the ipilimumab. And the discussant for the plenary session noted it's also really important to remember that there are other potential life-altering, irreversible immune side effects like type 1 diabetes, cardiac, as well as neurologic toxicities.
Definitely. So when we're adding more immunotherapies, we are adding the possibility of more toxicity. So we need to be cognizant of that when we're building the trials and then obviously when we're implementing this in the real world. So this is an awesome, groundbreaking trial in stage 3 resectable melanomas, the NADINA trial. This is the third trial we've talked about from ASCO 2024, which all of them have led to new standards of care. So Kareen, tell us about our take-home points.
So experts are saying this is the new standard of care for stage 3 melanoma with positive lymph nodes that have resectable disease. It does establish some important benchmarks, including that it's the first phase 3 trial in stage 3 melanoma to evaluate neoadjuvant immunotherapy against adjuvant therapy, which was the prior standard of care. Second, it's the first trial in melanoma to adapt the administration of adjuvant therapy based on response, as opposed to applying an all-encompassing approach. As we discussed, almost 60% of patients in the neoadjuvant arm only needed the 6 weeks of treatment, because as you might recall, ipi-nivo is given on an every 3 week cycle, and then they went on to surveillance. So they had a much shorter duration of therapy. And then Dr. Harriet Kluger, who did the discussion for the plenary session, said that this study is not designed to compare neoadjuvant to salvage at recurrence in terms of the overall survival, and it's also not designed to determine the added benefit of ipilimumab. In addition, the New England Journal of Medicine had a Journal Watch publication stating that because one study arm involved combination treatment and the other involved monotherapy, you cannot, again, isolate neoadjuvant treatment as the key factor for these outcomes. We also really need to be mindful of this higher side effect rate of potential irreversible toxicity with ipilimumab. And the next goal is to deliver major pathologic responses while minimizing toxicity. And so there is a promising phase 2 study that is looking at anti-LAG-3 and anti-PD-1, which you might recall we talked a little bit about LAG-3 in our metastatic melanoma update. And there is a lower rate of toxicity seen with some of these regimens. And so we'll look forward to those results in the years to come.
Great. Thanks so much for covering this trial. And as always, guys, thank you for listening and good luck with studying for your boards. Please feel free to reach out to us with any corrections or comments on our Instagram or our Twitter @oncdocs. Have a great week.